Yeah, we threw the ball away. You know, we had, I think, 10 turnovers in the first half, 16 in the first three quarters. You can't play in this league when you're coughing the ball up that many times. It's, you know, they get run outs and layups, the crowd gets involved, they get the tail up. You can't do that to home teams. And, you know, we did a pretty poor job executing, and that's what happens. You score 61 points.
That's three losses in a row.
Maybe.
Was it a case of good pressure or the guys sort of mislocking
with
the ball?
I think a bit of both. You know, certainly there was the intensity in the game from both teams, which is, you know, two quality teams that you expect that. We went soft offensively. We were looking for easy bailouts instead of playing through it and setting good screens, and we finished up playing too much one-on-one.
Was that part of it, I guess,
I agree with that.
From that, do you have an assistant on the referee?
I do, but we're not allowed to have him express that opinion. But let's hopefully we get that in Perth.
No, what was the feeling later on the floor? You probably could have done a better job spacing a little bit.
Yeah, we clogged up the Kiwi way too much. You know, they were sending a double to Nate early on. We probably should have looked to get Matty the ball on the block. You know, the two guys are just as good as each other, yet we probably had too much of an emphasis of getting the ball to Nate. So it was disappointing, but in saying that, we're just too disconnected, which for a veteran team, you can't have that. We've known each other long enough, played alongside each other for long enough, that when teams pick it up at the defensive end, we should be able to go and do our counters, and that's what I'm most disappointed about. I thought we took a step forward defensively with our pressure. I was disappointed with that after the Melbourne game, but we went backwards at the other end.
I think you obviously have enough points in you to win a championship.
Yeah, definitely. You're not going to get many nights where our consistent scorers are going to play like that, but in saying that, our spacing for them wasn't there, getting them looks in there, you know, where they're strong with the ball. You know, overall, I don't think anyone can hold their head high and say I played well at the offensive end, but it's things we can fix, which is the positive out of it, with sloppy turnovers, cutting harder, screening better, and we'll watch film and hopefully we can learn from it and be much better next week against Sydney.
The NBL stat of the day was that you guys had one two times in 1 year in Cairns. What's so tough about playing up here?
Oh, I think they're just a quality team, and like most quality sides, they probably pick up a notch at home, and Cairns does that. You know, physically, it was the most demanding game I've played in for a while. Just with every time you cut, you get bumped, every screen's pretty physical, and that's the type of game you expect to come playoffs, and even though both teams are a long way away from playoffs, that's what you can expect in a few weeks' time if either team was to go on and make it. So it was a good test for us, but in saying that, I'm not happy with how we responded.
On that, how do you rate the type ends compared to other teams? They have to win, I think, pretty much every game.
Yeah, they certainly can. They're capable of it. You know, the changeover from last year to this isn't much. They've got a great roster, and you look across the league as a whole and anybody can beat each other on the given night, and Cairns is no exception to that rule. So we've got to focus on ourselves and make sure we can first and foremost get to the playoffs, and then secondly try and make sure we secure a good spot so we've got home court advantage. And there's plenty of games between now and then, so hopefully we can get back on the training court and fix up the offensive end in particular. Oh, I think it's massive. In particular, when you live so far away from every other team, it'd be nice to avoid airports for a while. And if we can get two games at home in the semis, that'd be fantastic. But we've got to focus on making the playoffs first and foremost. You know, we started this five-game road trip with two wins, and that's disappointing and leaving a sour taste in our mouths going home with three consecutive losses.
Obviously, offensively, you love to dump it inside, but would you say arguably Jermaine's probably your most important offensive player? If he's going,
he's not a problem. It's kind of twofold. When he's going, he's a special player, and we've seen that throughout the season in different games. But we can't just give him the ball and say, go and score for us. We've got to have four other guys that are willing to attack or make the extra pass. And, you know, you've got Casey Prather, who's had some highlight games, big scoring games, Matty Knight, you know, Nate Jawa. So it's not a matter of just giving Dollar the ball and saying, do something special. We've got to get him the ball in the right positions and then know what to expect from him, but make sure we're moving weak side. And I thought we're too stagnant at times, and it became, let's just watch the guy with the ball.
What was wrong with Nate?
We decided to go small. Yeah, we started strong. I think we got it back to three points with 2 minutes to go. Our intensity was working on the defensive end. and we wanted to keep that there, and we just didn't finish off with their rebounds.
Just lastly on Nate, he was getting obviously frustrated with the calls. Does that impact his game, do you feel? If he gets a bit heated, do you think that takes away from his
defense? Yeah, sometimes. He's working through it. There's a lot of referees that don't know how to ref him because he's that big, but you know, we're getting to the back end of the season. He's got to be a little bit more collective with that instead of turning the ball away. But, look, he'll come back and have another strong game.